Hello everyone, welcome back to my Thrive Wellness podcast. Welcome to episode 3. Today we've added a new co-host. Lonnie, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Lonnie. I am part of the OT100 class as well, and I'm interested in learning more about things that can help us thrive in life. So the reason I decided to do a podcast as well was because I was interested in discussing topics that are relatively not spoken about, and because of that I wanted to, you know, join on the podcast to
discuss this stuff. I also feel like that's the whole point in Thrive, because it's like it gives us a space, especially in discussion, to like talk about things and share stories and be vulnerable, and this is kind of like a continuation of that, except like for the public to see. So it's not just our small class, it's like anyone can listen to this and like relate to our stories.
Exactly, yes.
So do you want to introduce our topic for today?
Yes, our topic for today is academic burnout or lazy.
Exactly. So jumping right in, first I want to make it clear, what is academic burnout? For some of you who may not be familiar with it, academic burnout is essentially when your academic work and your home life are just super overwhelming, and it gets hard to cope. So you might feel anxious and tired, you might feel like you can't focus on anything. It's a type of burnout that comes from extended periods of academic stress, and the main symptoms of student burnout include a lack of motivation and interest in daily things. So you'll see a lot of similarities in things like anxiety and depression. So starting off, we can kind of talk about like our own experiences with this, if we have any. So I wanted to ask you, Lonnie, if you want to go first.
Yeah, of course.
I want to ask you how you're, if you've ever felt like you have, I'm going to start with, have you always been highly motivated? Because I know you're studying like STEM right now and you have really high aspirations. So I was wondering if you've always been highly motivated, or if there was ever a point in your life where you had to develop that trait.
Yeah, of course. So I definitely wasn't always a motivated person, and actually maybe to this day I'm not very motivated to do certain work. It's more of discipline that I have developed to engage in coursework and, you know, finish all the assignments that I have. But I guess in days when I'm feeling sad because of like an exam grade, or because just something that's happening within my personal life, and I feel not really motivated to do work, I rely on discipline, like I said, but just to make myself feel motivated. Although I said that discipline is important, I think motivation plays its like factor in that, and what I do is I try to like stay positive. Maybe that is what helps me stay motivated, but overall I mentioned I rely a lot on discipline.
Right. So would you say that you kind of built motivation and discipline from a young age, or is that something like you learned in high school or like in college?
I'd say I learned it in high school. I think once I started taking AP courses is when I started to think more about how I was like going to feel motivated and how I was going to be disciplined to get all my work done and finish all like the things that I wanted to do. But how about you?
Yeah, I actually relate to that. I was gonna say like in elementary and middle school I was very like nonchalant and like unserious about school, and not that I was a poor student, but I was like a very like B ranging student.
Okay, yeah.
Like B's in every class, because like I didn't really care that much. I didn't think grades mattered at that point. But it wasn't until I actually remember exactly why I started caring about grades so much, A's to be specific. It was like the summer before high school started. I remember my brother had just gone to college, and we always talked about like UVA and how I wanted to go to UVA, or he would always tell me that like UVA is like a good school because I'm from Virginia.
Oh, okay.
But also that it's like a good balance of like social, and they have like fun things and like parties and stuff.
Nice.
So I always, like, in my head at the time, that was like my top school. And so my brother, I remember him telling me, he was like super smart, he was great, but he told me, he was like, if you want to go to UVA, like, you need straight A's in high school. He was like, they're not gonna let like all B's slide, like, you need to do better, like, you need to actually care. And then that's when I was like actually stressing and starting to think about college, when I had never thought about it before. And so I'd say like freshman year of high school is when I like really locked in, and I managed to get all A's in high school. So I did get into UVA, yay, thanks to my brother. But yeah, it's definitely something I developed. And even though when I was younger, my parents were still like strict about school and always wanted me to do well, it never resonated with me until I was like older and able to understand what I could get out of like a good education.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like part of my story with how I wanted to only get like A's and stuff is because like my parents, they're first generation. I mean, my bad, I'm first generation. That's funny. Okay, well, I'm first generation, so I always felt like I carried a certain sense of like responsibility to do well, and I knew that in high school I had to get straight A's in order to get into a good college and to pursue a career that would help me help my family. So because of that, I really worked hard in high school. And also, kind of similar to your story, I felt like my sister was always like getting A's and doing well in school. So in a way, she was like a motivation for me to basically try to get those grades as well, because to a certain extent, I felt like it was a little competition. But yeah, thankfully I was able to get those grades. But once we got into college, like, I mean, I feel like I'm still been a good student and I've been getting A's, thankfully. But yeah, I've been getting A's and stuff. But has your experience in college been any different? Like,
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the pressure is like almost the same. I've always like isn't it was in high school. Like I still care about the GPA and everything and like getting good grades, but I think if anything, I'm like more lenient on myself during college, because it's like, okay, we're already in college, like, as long as we maintain above a certain number, I'm not too stressed about having like that 4.0, you know, especially when it's over the course of 4 years. Like, I know that won't define me as long as I, again, like, have at least a certain number. So I kind of, I still have like a mental benchmark that I want to achieve, but I'm not as like strict about getting a certain number. So yeah, what about you? Do you think that's changed for you?
I think I still had, like you said, the same mindset of like, let me get like straight A's and like try to get the highest GPA just because I want to go to dental school. And I know in order to get into that school or the school that I want to get into, I have to have like a very good GPA. So it's always been like in the back of my mind, like, you have to work hard, not only because you were interested in this subject, but because you have a goal and you want to meet that goal. So that's always like in the back of my head, like I said. But yeah, that's definitely where I am.
I mean, going back to earlier, like when we were younger, do you think that there was a big difference between like your freshman year of high school versus your senior year, like how motivated you were, if the pressure changed, and like how like burnt out you felt, I guess?
Yeah, I think freshman year I wasn't taking, I was taking honors classes, but I wasn't taking any AP classes, so I felt very like relaxed and there wasn't a lot of pressure. I mean, you're barely like getting out of like middle school, at least that's how it was for me. So straight into high school, and I felt like a little bit nervous because people always talk about like, oh, high school's like hard, or at least that's what they told me when I was like changing or transitioning. But it was really easy. Teachers were really nice and like comprehensive that we were literally still like kids, like, you know. So I feel like In comparison to, like, from my freshman to my senior year, there's definitely, like, a big difference, because in my senior year, I started taking, like, AP classes, and also, I was taking, like, 3 AP classes, I think, in my senior year, and that was, like, really stressful, and, like, I think just, like, if I remember your question correctly, there was that increased pressure of, like, my classes, because they were harder classes. It really made me feel, like, burnout at times, and, like,
yeah, it's funny what you said about, like, how they were warning you about high school and, like, it being harder, because I feel like they always say that.
Yeah.
Like, when you're in elementary school, they're going to say that about middle school. And middle school is going to say that about high school. And, like, high school says it about college. They're like, oh, college professors don't play, like, you know, and you hear all these stories about how strict they are. And then you see, I think this is, like, a meme. Like, I'll see things on social media, and it's, like, their professors being super chill or, like, you know, doing nothing during class, which is funny, because I mean, although obviously the courses do get harder, but I feel like we also just become smarter. Better students and smarter, exactly, so like it's kind of changing with us. It's not like actually super overwhelming as long as you're like doing your work and following through. Yeah, and like, did you apply to a lot of colleges senior year?
I applied only in state because I didn't want to go out of state, but I probably like 8 colleges or something. How about you?
Oh my god. I applied to 20 schools.
Oh my god, I thought 8 was a lot.
I applied to 20 schools, guys. I know, it was crazy. This was the only school I applied to in California.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Like, I was gonna do like UCLA and like Berkeley and Irvine and all that, but I was like, no, I don't need to spend money with the portal, whatever. Also, the reason I did that is because my counselor literally gave me, like, a waiver, fee waiver, so I could literally apply to as many as I wanted for free.
Oh, really?
On Common App. But because the UCs, like, Berkeley and UCLA were on a different platform, like, not Common App, it wasn't included. So I was like, oh, I don't need it. So luckily, USC was covered, and I got to apply, because otherwise I would not have applied.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of crazy, but, yeah, I applied to, I was, senior year, I was like, I was locked in. I applied to 20 colleges. I was taking 3 APs and 4 dual enrollments, which is like the community college classes.
Really? Wow. So you did much more than me. I'm like, barely did like a minimum compared to you.
Oh my god, no, but it was crazy. I like cared way too much about like GPA, and I was like, it doesn't even matter what classes. It doesn't matter how many APs you're taking senior year that much. Like, you're already accepted halfway in the year. It's, like, it was silly. But, yeah, I remember senior year being probably one of the most stressful times. Like, I feel like I just always had something to do throughout the day. But it worked out for both of us.
Yeah.
So go us.
Yeah, and, you know, we're talking a lot about, like, our experiences in college and our experiences in high school when we were like still kids, and now we're like adults, so, or relatively like young adults, right? But do you think that being like an adult now has affected or is correlated in a way with like any feelings of burnout that you're currently experiencing?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I think that when you're an adult, you've already spent so much of your life in school, you know. I feel like when you're younger, it's kind of just like routine, like you go to school, but it's like easier, you just like see your friends, kind of like have fun, go home, it's not like too much. But now, like at this point in our lives, I feel like school and professional development and all those things takes up probably like 80% if not more of our life, and so I think we're definitely way more prone to burnout, especially when we're like, at least for me, I'm like living on my own for the first time and being here, and so I don't get the break between like school and home or whatever. It's just always intertwined. Like, I'm always with like school friends and like people to remind me of like, you know, college, which is not always a bad thing, but yes, like I feel like it does contribute to burnout. And again, that we've been in school for so many years of our life, like I can't imagine being in like again, like dental school, law school, med school after this. Being in med school is just crazy. Like med school residency, like it's just like over 10 years of school after college, which just blows my mind. And like those people are definitely burnt out. PhD students, like, that's just crazy. Yeah, what about it? What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely agree with everything you have said so far. I think it really, like, impacts, like, a person because, you know, like you mentioned, when we're kids, we're following, like, routines. But, I mean, we're also getting more and more burnt out because every year we're just doing more and more work. And the expectations are, like, higher as well. So we're expected to perform better, not only by, like our peers, but also by, like, our parents, I would say. Like, they're thinking, like, oh, they're getting older, they should be doing this better. And, like, maybe when we were kids, like, they didn't hold those expectations. And I think with higher expectations comes, like, greater, like, work or stress that you put on yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, correlated with, like, feelings of burnout. But, yeah, I feel at the moment, like, I would say, like, I feel like sometimes, or now that we're ending the semester, I feel, like, pretty burnt out, I would say, just from all the work that we have done.
Right.
But yeah, like, sometimes I do struggle, like, with understanding if am I just burnt out or am I being lazy by not starting, like, my work, because as a STEM, well, technically a STEM major, I feel like there's always something I have to do. Even when I don't have an assignment due that day, I just feel like I should not be going out to, like, talk to my friends and stuff. I should be at home studying.
Yeah, getting ahead.
Yes,
even
exactly.
When it's not, like, yeah, something urgent, it's like you need to get ahead or prepare yourself for what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something. Yeah, like finals and everything. Although we only have literally, like, 3 weeks of class left. So we're so close, and summer I feel like it's gonna feel like forever, cause it's over 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
At least for me, like, I'm going home and I'm gonna be back over 3 months, so I think that's, like, a really good time to recoup and kind of check in with ourselves, like, mentally.
Exactly, yeah.
And I am praying that we're not burnt out by the time fall comes around again.
Exactly, yeah. With my, because I'm a sophomore, right? So
mm-hmm.
My experience, like, I think right after I finished my freshman year, it felt weird just knowing that I finished, like, one whole year of college, because, you know, since you're little, you're thinking, oh, well, I'm going to go through this grade and through this grade, and then I'm going to get here. And I think when I was in high school, I was so nervous about entering college because I was like, it's going to be so hard. And then just when I finished, that moment that I knew that I did it and that I accomplished it, it felt really nice. And I was able to take, like, a good break. But I think it's definitely, like, once you take the summer off and you come back, you're, like, fresh and all these things. So it's very, like, helpful and helps with burnout feelings.
Right. Did you do anything, like, specific over the summer to kind of, like, rewind?
Yeah, I don't really remember what I did anymore because it's literally been
like
so long. It's all been a blur. But I think you know, actually what's funny is that in the summer I had thought, like, oh, during the summer I'm going to study because I thought, like,
study?
Yeah, it's, like, correlated to that feeling of always, like, wanting to still be ahead, because if I'm, like, taking a break or something, I feel, like, lazy, or that there's other people studying. I wanted to study for, like, biology because I was like, next semester I'm going to take it and I should, like, get prepared. But I mean, I actually never ended up doing it because I was just, and I thought that was just me being lazy, not making sure that I was, like, studying and stuff.
Oh my god, no. I get being productive over the summer, like, maybe, like, applying for things,
mm-hmm.
or, like, learning new skills, but studying for, like, classes you haven't even started yet is, like, beyond me. Like, that's something I would never do. That's so funny. I'm assuming you did well in bio.
Thankfully,
without
yes.
Without studying,
yes.
That's so funny.
So, it all worked out.
Nice. Do you think that, like, being in college compared to high school, you're more productive, or do you think you procrastinate more,
mm.
or vice versa?
I feel like in high school and in college, I've always been procrastinating, but I feel like now in college, or at least in these, like, recent, like, months/weeks, I've been less of a procrastinator, just because I've had so much work that I don't even have time to sit on my phone or to do something like that.
So it's just, I'm always doing homework, I'm always studying, and so it's just like, I, not that I'm not a procrastinator, but more so like, I just, there's no room for it.
Yeah. You don't have the option.
I don't have the option, and I mean, I guess that's also like correlated with me being productive, although sometimes in college I still feel unproductive, because I think some assignments take me so much hours, like during, for our post-op assignments in chemistry, they take me so long, and when I only get one assignment done for that day, I think to myself, oh, that was such a like not productive day, because
right.
I still have all this work to do.
Right. Yeah, I have heard that the post-labs are really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I can't imagine. Do you at least have time for like hobbies? What do you like to do that helps like take your mind off of things?
I would say that now that I'm in college, I don't really participate in any hobbies like actively where I say like, okay, from 5 to 7 or something, I'm going to go do this. It's more so whenever I feel stressed or overwhelmed, the one hobby I resort to is drawing. So I'll draw for like 10 minutes only.
10 minutes?
Or something. And
she like sets a timer.
Literally. And draw something. Although I feel like in high school I had an animation class.
Mm.
And I would just spend all my mornings drawing and working on animation projects, which was really nice. And I felt like I just had more time. Even though I was taking hard classes, I don't know, for some reason I was able to balance my life out more in high school. Maybe it was just because I lived closer, so I was able to go to school and come back home faster.
Right.
But I don't know what
every
is going
minute
on.
Counts.
Every minute counts. Yeah, but how about you? Do you have time for hobbies?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of my hobbies in college have turned into like the clubs I'm a part of.
Oh, nice.
And then also like seeing my friends, like hanging out with my friends. I feel like that wanting to balance those things doesn't leave me much time for like individual hobbies, because
mm-hmm.
again, like club meetings, and then also like, not that I'm always going out to see friends, but like I have like a couple to a few friends that I like seeing often,
mm-hmm.
so like I'll spend like a lot of time with them, which yes, it does make me like less productive sometimes, but I couldn't live in like isolation. Like I always need to like see certain people, but yeah, I think the clubs mainly are what I put my time into, but it's still like academic. So hobbies, I really like listening to podcasts, which is funny because as we're filming this, but that's what gave me the idea to make this one, because like I love podcasts, and it's something that I'm like the epitome of like a multitasker. I'm always multitasking. Like sometimes I'll be doing like 3 things at once, so like having a podcast in the background when
mm-hmm.
I'm doing anything is just like the easiest form of entertainment, and it's, for me, I feel a lot better about it because there's like educational ones,
yeah.
there's like entertaining ones, but regardless, like I can be doing it simultaneously. It's not like scrolling on TikTok where you can
yeah,
like only focus
exactly.
on one thing, and it's like super distracting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like my biggest thing. I really like to read, and I read a lot in high school, but like don't really have time for it right now. So it's definitely like a goal over the summer to like read at least a few books.
Yeah.
And get back into that. Yeah.
That's a very good goal. Now that you mentioned all these different hobbies, it made me think about things that I do.
You're like, oh wait, I do have hobbies.
Yeah. So besides drawing, I used to play tennis in high school, and that was like a hobby that I did. I haven't done that since.
They have courts.
They do, but I just like, you know, since I don't live on campus, it's very hard to bring a whole racket. I'm just carry it
everywhere. Right, that's
with
true.
Me.
That's true.
So,
you should put a little tote bag,
mm-hmm.
put your racket in there, find someone. I know, or like play pickleball. I know a lot of people that play pickleball at the tennis courts.
Mm,
I don't know if
really?
You're a pickleball fan.
I mean, I've never tried it, but it would be
really?
Fun.
Yeah,
fun
you're
experience.
Probably good at it, because, I mean, tennis is probably harder than pickleball anyways, so.
Mm-hmm, yeah, but in regards to just, like, feeling burnout or lazy, do you think, or in your life, has anyone ever called you, like, lazy?
That's a good question.
In regards to like academics, of course.
Right. I mean, I think the only people that would ever say that to me would be like my family. It's like, exactly, why would friends say that to each other? Yeah. Like, unless you're like jokingly or like, you know, giving them, I don't know. My friends would not say that to me because I also feel like I don't come off as lazy in general anyways. I feel like I can't remember a time, my parents definitely have not said that recently, but maybe when I was younger, just because again, like I haven't always been super motivated. I don't know, maybe my brother, maybe he's my older brother, because like he helps me with a lot of things, so maybe he has told me in high school, but overall my parents are not very like helicoptery. They kind of just like sit back and encourage me to do well.
That's
and like,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean they're, it's nice, but all, at the same time I can't really like go to them for like advice or like insight. Like I rely on my brother for that because he's the one that like is stricter about it but like knows more and can help more, if that makes sense. So it's like a balance, but obviously I do appreciate that they've always just seen that like I've been fine on my own and they wouldn't even know how to help me academically. So yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I think that in my like personal life, I can really impart of like what you were saying. I feel like my sister has been like your brother in terms of me always going to her for advice and just like telling her all the things about school, like what do you think is the best option, should I do this or should I do this. Just because she is in like college right now, she's a senior, and like my parents, like I mentioned, they're like they never went to college, right? So then I feel like even though I think I talk to my mom a lot about like schoolwork and stuff, I feel like my sister understands me more just because she's in that same like path. But I think in regards to being called like lazy or something like that, I feel like maybe my sister might have called me that at a certain point, like don't be lazy, more not saying like you're lazy,
yeah,
but just
yeah.
don't be lazy, you have to work hard,
that makes
type
sense
of thing.
That's nicer.
It is nicer. And then I think my mom though, because I live at home, right, so she doesn't see like the work that I do at school and like how much hours I put into like studying or just like how draining it is to be in class, especially when they're like 2 hours long, like, or even an hour, because like in my chemistry class after like that 1 hour I'm just like so tired. And well, she doesn't see that sometimes I get home and then I like I get home pretty late sometimes and I still have work to do, and maybe it's just because she's worried about my health because I always like sleep late. So she wants me to sleep early, so she tells me like, oh, like instead of like being on your phone, be like studying or something. But then sometimes it feels like she would tell me like, oh well, don't be like lazy, like you have to like do your work and stuff, not in a like rude way, but more in a way like do all your work right now so that you could go to bed early. I mean, I don't take a lot of time off when I come home. It's more like maybe like an hour or something where I just like eat and I like try to relax before starting my work, just because it's so frustrating, like just always doing something, you know. In a way that kind of contradicts what I said about being disciplined. But I think my discipline is more so just like when I'm at school, doing like using the most or the time that I can between classes or after classes to just finish my work.
No, I mean that makes sense. I don't think that reflects you not being disciplined at all, because like at the end of the day everyone wants to come home and like lay down, sit down for a little bit and like catch up, like be on their phone when they couldn't be on their phone like all day, you know.
Yeah,
like that's
exactly.
Like very very normal, and like you need to recharge before you just like go into, especially if you're sleepy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I wouldn't
want
to do work if I was like really tired, because I would feel like it's like counterproductive, like I'm wasting time. I'm like kind of the opposite though, in the sense that obviously I get tired and I'm honestly on my phone a lot during the day. Like even in classes and stuff I check still, but I prefer to like just do work for like a long time straight and then do nothing the rest of the day. You know what I mean? Like, I try, like, grinding out as much as I can so that when I'm with my friends, I can just, like, not think about it, just be present with them. And it's different for you if you're going home. Like, you have time to relax and do things before you, like, return to work. But, yeah, I don't know. I have, like, a checklist. I don't know if you, like, keep track of your things in any way.
I do.
Okay, yeah. I have, like, a daily checklist on my notes app. And that, like, is a lifesaver because everything I needed to do, like, that day, I'll have there. And even for the next day. So when I wake up in the morning, I know exactly what needs to get done and, like, when it's due or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think that helps me a lot.
That's good. I keep a calendar or agenda, but it's, like an online agenda that I have, like, on GoodNotes. And I just, like, write in what I'm thinking of what I'm going to do the next day. Sometimes I don't stick with it because some assignments take, like, longer. So then I end up only doing, like, one thing or, like, not doing the other thing. But overall, it's very helpful because it helps me, like, see, like, how many weeks I have till I have, like, my next exam. So how I'm going to, like, plan out my studying in relation to my other assignments that are due. It's also very stressful when you have, like, the agenda like that because you see, okay, next week I have an exam, and then right after my exam, I have this huge assignment due. So how am I gonna, like, figure that out? But once you figure it out, it's also relaxing to know that you have a plan set up, and that if you follow the plan, that you will be able to, you know, succeed.
So I have another question for you. Like, in your opinion, how would you be able to tell if you're actually academically burnt out? Or if you're being lazy, like, how would you differentiate those?
In my opinion, I would differentiate them by saying, okay, well, I'm being lazy if I have all these assignments due and I'm just taking, like, the whole day off and, like, watching a movie or something. I would say that's, like, more lazy just because you know you have all this work to do, and let's say you the prior week or you haven't had so many assignments and you just decide that this day it's good for you to watch a movie instead of doing the assignments you have due that you haven't done yet. I feel like that's lazy because you had so much time before and, like, time and the current moment, and you're still not deciding to do it, so you're just being lazy. But I think being burned out is, like, an example of that would just be, well, you've been so stressed, like, you have constant work, you have constant assignments, and then to a certain point you just can't do it anymore, and, like, you can't progress, and, you know, you're just stuck there. And I feel like when someone's burnt out as well, I feel like it can be correlated to, like, depressive, like, emotions, because you're thinking about just, like, how everything is just so negative because you feel bad inside. And, like, I feel like it is correlated with, like, your mental health and just feeling like you're unsuccessful, or that, you know, that all the work that you have, others are doing it, so why can't you? Mm-hmm. And I think being lazy is just, like, a state or, like, a period of time where you're just like, okay, I'm lazy. But when you're burnt out, you're more, I think it is highly correlated with just, like, poor mental health at the moment, because you're just haven't taken care of your physical body or, you know, your mental, like, state.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I have, like, a slightly different perspective on it. For me, I feel like being lazy, instead of it being, like, just, like, one day of, like, or, like, a couple days of being, like, putting things off and doing things unproductive, I don't know if I would define myself as lazy in that situation. I would just think, like, oh, I, you know, had an unproductive day, maybe I was irresponsible. In my mind, I feel like lazy, to characterize yourself as that, it would have to be, like, a habit almost. Like, instead of just, like, missing one assignment or whatever, like, to me that's more like, again, like, you're not being responsible, like, whatever. Or maybe you just needed, like, a legitimate, like, mental health break.
Yeah.
Like, if you're actually really struggling, like, even if you're not struggling, like, I think it's very important to take, like, at least a day during the week where you can, like, go out and, like, explore campus or explore LA or do something with a friend, just to, like, so that your days aren't, like, all the same in studying. That's how I would define, That's how I define that. But I think lazy is more like you're constantly just like putting things off or like missing deadlines and like not caring. And it's not because of your mental health, it's just because like you don't feel like it or like really prioritize it. That's like what I would imagine. And then I think like burnout, like you were saying, when you're burnt out, it's like you can't do it anymore. That's like one side of it. But I also feel like another side of it is like some people who are burnt out like still do a lot of work. Like they still do a lot of things every day. They still go to class. They still make every assignment. Like I feel like the times that I've been close to being burnt out, I've still done everything I needed to do. It's just that you kind of lose like motivation.
Yeah.
Like you lose like excitement and like some passion, and it feels more like mundane and like a chore.
Exactly.
And it just makes you feel more like upset or like overwhelmed rather than just like your typical days in school.
Yeah.
That's how I would think about it. I don't know. Like, I don't think being burnt out, like, you have to just, like, give up. Like, you could also, like, still be pushing through, but just, like, not in a good headspace.
Yeah.
And it's because of, like, the overwhelming pressure and, like, assignments and things.
Yeah, I think with what you just talked about in regards to, like, being or feeling burnt out, I think that's very true. You know, I think, I don't know if it was this, I mean, I think right now I'm feeling a bit burnt out, I would say, just because of like how much stress I've been feeling from certain classes. But even with that, those emotions that are going on, I still get all my assignments done and still do my work because, you know, I have to do it. But it is like feeling like at the moment, like just like I would say maybe not so much like right now, but maybe in the past, like forgetting the why, like why am I doing this, or also like losing interest in like what I'm studying, and it just becomes boring and very like hard to even like engage in the work. So I think what you mentioned is very true. I think that when someone is feeling burnt out, a lot of the times they think of themselves as being lazy because they don't feel like motivation to do it. So they think, oh, since I'm not motivated, I'm just being like a lazy person by not starting my work, or by like taking longer on this assignment and taking like casual breaks in between. But yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, on that note, of burnout and laziness, do you think that being lazy is always a bad thing? And you can talk about this in like regards to yourself, how you feel about yourself when you feel lazy, or how you view it on other people.
I think that laziness has its time and place. I think if you're like on a vacation or something, I mean like on a trip, you have time to just, you know, step away from like your work. And even when I had that crazy idea back when I was like still like in summer after my freshman year of studying, I definitely did give myself like a week or so before I said, okay, I'm gonna study, to just like be lazy and not do anything, because, you know, after spending so much time of like working, I think your body needs some time to just sleep in and to do nothing and to just, you know, be lazy. And I think it's almost like a reward after working hard, so I think you earn that in a way.
It has to be earned. You can't just take a nap.
Oh my gosh. I think that's just my mentality, how I like view things. But
yeah, of course. Yeah, this like makes me think about the current world and like the idea of a hustle culture, because that's something that I see a lot on social media. And this can be like within students or employees, like people who work jobs, and it's kind of like how workplaces and schools have like normalized like ridiculous numbers of hours like dedicated to like either working or studying, whatever it is. And like, for example, I think of like
again, medical school or residency, or even like in the business realm, like doing investment banking and things like yes. that. Like investment banking entry level is like 80 plus hours a week. And I know that they're making a lot of money, and I know that, you know, doctors will eventually make a lot of money too. But during residency, when they're working like the 60, 70 plus hours a week, overnight shifts at hospitals, like I can't imagine that being humane. Mm-hmm. And like I've heard so many people on social media come out and say like how draining it is, and how they've like regretted essentially becoming a doctor because of how like time consuming it is, and how they did like spent their whole life, you know, working towards that, and they still don't have time. It's like you can have all the money in the world, but like where is your time going, you know?
Yeah.
If it's not something you enjoy, if it's something you enjoy, like that's great for you. But the people who, like, especially IB, like investment banking,
mm-hmm.
if you're doing it for money and you don't think it's interesting, which is the reason why I couldn't do it, I feel like it would just be
terrible.
Such a bad thing. So that's why I think like balance is important. Like you were saying, it's like kind of a reward. Like as long as your mental health's in a good state, it's good to like try to be on top of things, and then only and give yourself like reasonable amount of time for like hobbies and relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think a lot of it is self-control and like being able to, I don't know, regulate that well. Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I think hustle culture is very toxic, because it pushes all of us to feel like at every hour of the day we have to be doing work. I think that's correlated to what I had talked about, like when I even don't have an assignment due, I feel like I have to be working on something, because if not, I'm being lazy or unproductive. And that's related to that like idea that's carried around in hustle culture. Regards to it being toxic, in Japan, there's actually like a word, it's called karoshi. And it's basically, I don't know if I pronounced that right or wrong, but basically it's like overwork. Like death because of overwork.
Oh.
And I think that's like because in Japan they have such a big like hustle culture where people are just like dying because they're just overworking their bodies. And because when I learned about this, I actually rethought about like my own path. Just because I thought, is this really worth it? And I also thought about like what you mentioned, which was if you do something, you have to do it because you love it, and you know, you can't like overwork yourself in something you don't love, because I think that would also lead to you like dying because you're not even passionate about it, and then you're just like stressing about it. So
right.
It's just very like crazy how that stress can build up and even lead to something so like tragic, you know?
Right. Yeah, I agree. I've seen something similar about Japan like recently.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was on TikTok. It was not the word, but it was like the societal norm in Japan that everyone works overtime.
Yeah.
Like I saw that, and it was like so many people work overtime, and at least in the corporate world, like regular employees are not allowed to leave the building until like their managers leave or their bosses leave. So even if their shift is supposed to end at like 6-7 p.m. a lot of them don't leave until like nighttime because their managers are still there and they have to be like personally dismissed. And I don't know if this is true for like every organization. I'm sure like some may vary, but the news that I heard about it was like pretty broad. Like it wasn't like, oh, this company. It was like, this is Japan's work culture, and like this is what people experience. And like even if they're being super unproductive and finish their work for the day, it's like, okay, I'll sit there and find something else to do, like continue. And they're not even getting paid, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like very harsh conditions. And it makes me realize like how America's working conditions are obviously not perfect. Like minimum wage is still really low, and like workers don't have great benefits in a lot of places. But at least I think for the most part, people aren't overworked in general jobs. Like, I guess in the corporate world, like, we don't need to be dismissed.
Yeah,
and, like,
exactly.
We don't need to stay until, like, our bosses are leaving. Unless, of course, they, like, ask you to, and it's, like, for a reason, I assume.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, when people are in jobs, it's, like, so stressful because, like, when they have to stay overwork and all these things and do extra work, that is
insane, and I can't imagine being in that position. But I think as students, we experience, you know, a sense of like overwork, because for us, in comparison to people that have like jobs, we don't have that time where we're like, okay, from 9 to 5 I have work, and then after I'm off. It's like from, since if you wake up early and are a morning person, but if since like 6 a.m. till like 2 a.m., you're always doing work. As an example, now it's kind of exaggerated, but it's like you never have a break. So, and the breaks that like some students, especially the ones that are like, you know, having like super difficult classes, like let's say they're taking 4 difficult classes, I can't see that being like, you know, good in any way, just because they're sacrificing their own health and overworking themselves. And even if they're students and not having a job and don't have jobs, I think that just that amount of stress from like let's say 4 difficult classes can maybe even like I'm not sure if this is like, if there is any statistics in relation to this, but maybe that could even lead to them like gaining like poor health in the future and getting really ill because they stress their body so much.
Right. And have you ever like, I'm sure you have, but like sometimes I'll be like really stressed or have a lot on my mind that I have trouble like falling asleep or like sleeping. At night doesn't happen as much. Like I'll still think about things and I might like take longer to fall asleep, but sometimes when I just want to take like a power nap or like a midday nap because I'm just like exhausted or didn't get enough sleep from the night before, this will happen so much during the school week when I like will try to, but I literally just can't fall asleep, and it's because I'm thinking of like all the things I should be doing that day and like what I'm gonna do right when I wake up.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's very true. I think the other thing that I was gonna mention was that there's been times when I sleep so late because I'm studying for an exam, for example, and once I am like, okay, I did enough, I'm gonna go to sleep, I go to bed and I start feeling like I'm going to die because my heart is just like hurting in my head. And then I literally, I know that's so bad, but it's happened before, and that's why I think that, you know, it's important to keep that like balance, and I'm still trying to figure it out myself. But yeah, I think part of that is like related to just making sure that the classes you're taking aren't all very rigorous courses, because you're, if you do that, I think you're kind of setting yourself up for like a very stressful few months that require very little sleep and, you know, very like a lot of energy that makes you feel burnt out.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's like part of a reason why I took Thrive, like this class in general, because I mean, I really was like interested in the idea of like 2 credits and just having like, you know, smaller classes on the side that I can also like learn more in. And so when my friends recommended Thrive to me, I was like, oh, this is perfect. Like, it's really just a space where we can talk and like expectations are not super high. As long as you're there and, you know, like engage and have like a positive attitude, it's like everyone will be happier there. And that's essentially what we're like graded on, I guess, or, like what's expected of us. So I think it's really important to have like things like that in your schedule. It's like, if you have to take 2 or 3 or 4 hard classes, then maybe take like at least 1 lighter one that you can like actually enjoy your time in.
Exactly. Yeah, I also took Thrive for the same reasons. I thought that it would be nice to have a class where I can just relax for that hour and just listen to a lot of like great speakers that present different topics. I know we learned about like time management, and when we learned about that, that was very like helpful for me. Some of the ideas like that were presented I hadn't thought about before, so it was very nice like hearing about those things and implementing them in my own personal life.
Have you tried to implement any?
I've tried to implement some of them, and it kind of worked, kind of didn't.
Which ones?
So if I recall, so I think the time management lecture was kind of some time ago. I think that's when I started actually my agenda type of thing. My agenda. I mean, that one's still working for me. But I'm still figuring it out. I think I'm trying to make it more organized and seeing how I can actually like write out my schedule better, and I think that has definitely helped though.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I also love the stories. because like lecture is so interesting when they have like guest speakers. I'm trying to remember. I remember, oh my god, one of the first guest speakers we had, it was like the man that talked about him like coming out to his dad and everything and like his faith. Like that one was so sad. I literally started crying in that class. Like I literally started tearing. It was he started crying. Remember we were there for that class.
Yeah.
He started crying and I was like, oh my god, like. I literally felt tears coming down my face. I was like, I need to wipe this before anyone sees. But like, yeah, it's like good to reset sometimes. And like also reality checks are really important. I feel like sometimes I think what I'm doing is like so much more important than it actually is.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like we are really just like 18-year-olds in college for the first time. Exploring. I'm 18, you're 19. And like learning about ourselves and I just don't think it's as serious as we think sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's like that helps me like remember I almost also want to prioritize like relationships and like experiences and my happiness, you know.
Exactly, yeah. I think a lot of the reason students feel burnt out is because they think that, or something that I have actually thought about myself has been like, well, I'm feeling this way right now, but in the future, I'm not going to feel this way if I continue working hard and then I'll be happy.
But like work now, play later,
yeah,
that mindset.
Exactly. But I think it's important to kind of not have that mindset, because when you have that mindset, you don't allow yourself to enjoy everyday life and you basically go through life just being not happy, I would say, because you're always trying to work. And then stuff like that. So again, something else I'm trying to work on, but I think that's just been my mindset, because I see other students that are always working, or see students that are doing, that I think are doing better than me, and I'm thinking, well, I'm trying to catch up to them, so I have to work 2 times harder. So
yeah. Oh my god, the competition mindset. I know.
Oh my god.
Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, so I talked a bit about discipline in the beginning. Do you think that discipline is more important than motivation, or vice versa?
Yeah, I think I definitely agree that discipline is more important. Just like you were saying, how you're not really motivated, but you're disciplined. So like you do it regardless, and
yeah,
you get things done. And like I think that's a really important trait to have. In my mind, like discipline is more of like to your core, like who you are and like how you work, like your work ethic, whereas
exactly.
Motivation I think can come in like waves, so you might not always feel motivated. I think that's also why like people practice like study habits. It's like going to a library to study,
yes,
using headphones, like being alone, like that kind of sparks motivation, whereas like discipline is just, you know, whether or not you care about it or not, in my
exactly,
opinion.
Exactly, yeah, I definitely agree with you. You know, when we're talking just about motivation, when you are feeling like unmotivated, I know you talked about like discipline being important just like I did, but do you think that there are certain techniques that you use that help you bring motivation into your life?
Yeah, I think a lot of the time when I feel unmotivated, it's mainly because I've been working so much, I feel like kind of a disconnect with like my personal life and other things I prioritize. So usually like even when I'm really like down bad in school and like really stressed out, I think doing things that I like and like also talking to people that I care about, like calling my family or like calling my friends from home and just getting that like kind of escape from everything else that's like weighing on my mind, that usually helps me like reset in a way. And then if I want to like literally think about motivation, I'll listen to like podcasts, because there's so many out there and like so many like experts too that talk about like the science of motivation and discipline and work ethic, and that also helps me put things into perspective. There's no like immediate cure or like strategy that I, you know, have, but usually when I'm not motivated, it's not long term. So I've never gotten to the point where I've like really needed it, but I'm sure that's like a common feeling for some people.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Do you think it's, I know a lot of professors, and even I learned this in like high school psychology, about like having intrinsic or versus extrinsic motivation. So like intrinsic, am I saying that right?
Intrinsic.
So I've heard a lot about that, where intrinsic motivation is where you gain motivation from things that you actually value. So because you're passionate about this, or yeah, like as an example, because you're passionate about it, where extrinsic motivation would be, well, I want to get here because if I get here, I'll get this trophy or this reward from it. It's
like validation.
So in your life, have you based it on like having more so like an extrinsic motivation or intrinsic motivation?
That's a really good question. I hadn't really thought about this before, but I think I don't think I lean one way heavily. I think I would be like 50-50 in some aspects, because it's also like the debate of like volunteering, like are they actually a good person, or are they doing it to seem like a good person?
Yeah.
You know, are they doing it to feel better about themselves after they do it, and like to tell people like, oh, I volunteer? Like it's a debate, and it's not like discrediting the fact that they're a good person. Like they probably still are a good person, but like the reasons deep down, like who knows, it's usually a blend of things, you know.
Exactly.
And so that's how I feel about myself and like the time I put into activities. It's more of just like, of course I'm gonna do things that I'm interested in. At college, I feel like you don't have time to do things for your resume. Like, I don't know, like I think a lot of people try doing things for their resume, like club wise, and I honestly don't do that. I genuinely like only join the clubs that I will be fully invested in, and I don't want leadership positions in places that I'm not actually interested in, because I won't want to contribute that much. I won't enjoy my time there, and I feel like my time can be better spent elsewhere.
Yeah.
So I try my best to keep it intrinsic, I guess, but obviously everyone deep down still has a desire to be like validated or recognized, or like praised for like accomplishments they've made or like leadership they take. Yeah.
Definitely agree. I have the same type of like mix.
Really?
Yes.
How so?
So I would say for some of the things that I want to accomplish in my life, in order to get myself, sometimes when I think about like the why, I don't think about things like, oh, I'm doing this because it's like my passion, but I think about, oh, I'm doing this because I want that good grade, which is more like of an extrinsic like motivator. Or like I want to get that like reward afterward. I mean, not like so much like pride, but just like pride in my own being, that like I am like able to do this and that I accomplish this. So kind of just like happiness from that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like at times it kind of is more extrinsic, because I'm not thinking about it, about certain schoolwork or certain things I do as like passion. But on the other hand, sometimes some of the, like you mentioned, the clubs that I am a part of, although I'm not a part of like many, I just join them because I like them. I would never see myself joining something or even like any leadership position because of like a resume. I think I would focus on, and for all the other things that I do in the future, I'm gonna try to just focus on things that I like, because that helps you really stay engaged, like you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. There's also so many clubs and orgs at USC that relate to our majors too.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So it's like we're kind of doing both. It's like
mm-hmm.
it like we enjoy it, but it just happens to be good for our resume. You know what I mean? But yeah, I agree. That's it for our podcast today. But thank you guys for tuning in, and
Thank you, Lonnie, for becoming a co-host. It was great having you here and a lot easier to conversate with someone else. What did you think of the first episode?
I thought it was great. I think that in the future we'll have many other topics to talk about, and that will be very fun to discuss.
I agree. We have so much in store. Okay, thank you for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.